John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and friend. And we go to a story out of China that is striking in that a Chinese official, a senior Chinese official, is admitting shortfall, a disappointment, having to do with the virus. No, it has to do with the vaccine of the virus. I read from the AP report from Beijing. China's top disease control official, in a rare acknowledgement, said current vaccines offer low protection against the coronavirus, and mixing them is among strategies being considered to boost their effectiveness. China has distributed hundreds of millions, goes on the report, of domestically made vaccine doses abroad and is relying on them for its own mass immunization program. But the director of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Gao Fu, said at a conference recently, their efficacy rates needs improving. To understand this story, and it's striking in its apparent transparency, given the troubles we've had with the origin of the COVID-19 coronavirus, we welcome Sean Lin, our colleague, a former lab director of viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Sean, a good evening to you. I read a deal about vaccines and their efficacy. 90%, 95%, 65%, and depending upon the demographic, over 55, under 30. There are also questions raised now about several of the vaccines. The Oxford-AstraZeneca in Europe, you know, is very controversial because it's been attached to blood clots. And now Johnson & Johnson in this country is momentarily halted while they investigate certain aberrations in people who've received it. I've even read, Sean, that people who have the Johnson & Johnson one shot, which is admired, young people, then get the virus afterwards. So is China admitting to something that's discontinuous with the rest of the world? And if it is, why are they admitting it? Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Jordan. I think right now this Chinese CDC also understand the whole global public has been raising concern regarding about vaccine safeties. And China's two prime vaccines from Sinovac or Sinopharm have been criticized in many different countries, including in Hong Kong. People suspected about 14 cases of death was related to these two vaccines. So I think Chinese government realize they cannot avoid the serious doubt on the vaccine safety on their products. So they start to change the narratives. So this time, Director Gao Fu talk about these China's vaccine was not so effective. He's not exactly admitting they're shortfall. He was just saying the efficacy was not very high, but at the same time, he tried to shift to a new narrative, say we need to have new technology because in the past, Sinovac and Sinopharm have been using the inactivated vaccine, right? The traditional vaccine production technologies. So he emphasizing now we should also adopt mRNA vaccine technology. So he is shifting the narrative. He wants the public to focus on China need new technology for vaccine, and also China also facing variant challenges. So he tried to actually. I think he's still covering up for the Chinese government. They did not release the real data from the phase 3 trials for both Sinovac and Sinopharm. So he's still not transparent on that aspect. He still did not tell people how many adverse reaction or severe adverse reaction have been accumulated in China or even in Hong Kong. So all these critical data is not really released to the public yet. So he just tried to cover up in different perspectives.
Gordon, we have a question for Sean.
Sean, I think that you put your finger on something which is absolutely critical, and that is that while we often talk about effectiveness of vaccines, China has never proven its vaccines to be safe. And I guess really what you're saying is that they're just trying to sort of divert people's attention from that fact, because ultimately that is more important than effectiveness. So do you think that they'll be successful in diverting the world's attention?
I think in certain ways, they need a collaboration of some other government to help them shift the attention. You know, even like, for example, they had a clinical trials, phase three clinical trials in Brazil for Sinovac and in Peru with the Sinopharms. But they actually changed the calculation of the efficacy for Sinovac vaccine in a Brazil phase three trial. If based on the traditional calculation, the efficacy is only about 49.6. But I think Chinese company and government put a pressure on the Batatang Institute. So they add additional factor regarding about how long people are exposed to the virus into the calculation, and they changed to 50.6, kind of bearing passing the qualification line for WHO standard. And in Peru, one of the former directors for Peru CDC mentioned that the Sinopharm vaccine, if they're using the Wuhan strain as a seed virus, the efficacy is only 33%. If they're using the Beijing seed virus strain, the efficacy was only about 11%. But then the Peru government quickly came out, tried to defend for the company. They said that the efficacy was about 79%, but they didn't release any data to support it. And company Sinopharm and Sinovac did not publish any data on the phase three clinical trial, even though they have conducted several clinical trials in like in Turkey, in UAE, and also in Brazil and the Peru, right? They didn't release any of these interim phase three reports. So that's still a big problem. That's why I think if Chinese new narrative need to work, they need other government to help covering up. And even for Hong Kong government need to help the central government to cover it as well. Hong Kong had 14 people die, and the Hong Kong government still did not want to talk about what caused these 14 people die after the vaccinations.
Gordon, it's not a surprise to see in the report that the Chinese state media is attacking the efficacy of American or European manufacturer of vaccines. In particular, the Pfizer biotech is being attacked by the Chinese. We're not surprised by that, Gordon. If you have five vaccines and they're ineffective or questionable, you attack the other side. Do you believe, Gordon, that that will be effective, that people will believe the Chinese media after the non-transparency of the origins? Do they still get a pass, Gordon?
You know, I don't think they're going to get a pass long-term because they are able, I think, on the short term to be able to divert people's attention, which is what Sean's been talking about. But longer term, facts come out, and there's just too much evidence, I think, showing poor effectiveness, plus also the deaths that have occurred after injections of the two Chinese vaccines. So, no, I don't think they'll be effective long term in covering up.
Sean, do we have any information about whether the Chinese leadership are using the Chinese vaccines, or are they seeking Moderna or Pfizer or American or European-made vaccines? Do we know?
There are some unconfirmed reports talking about the Chinese leadership. They are not using the Sinovac or Sinopharm vaccine last year, even though they pushed it to some of the state-owned enterprises' employees. I think the leaders, they are trying to avoid the homemade vaccine. And I don't know exactly what country's vaccine they use, AZ or Moderna or Pfizer. I don't know. I didn't see their report, but I know they try to avoid the homemade vaccine.
That would be important, Gordon, to learn what the leadership is using for its families, wouldn't it? That would be telling.
It would be telling, and I'm sure Sean's suspicions are right, that they know well enough not to use their homegrown vaccines.
Right now, it's anecdotal.
Yes.
It's anecdotal, Sean. As you say, we don't have any of the data underlining all this, but there is enough anecdote to say there are some severe questions to be answered. Sean Lin is a former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, meaning he's majorly geeky, is that's what that means. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.